الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يحرم هذه الجباه الراكعة الساجدة عن النار. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجعل هذا الجمع جمعا مرحوما، وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما، ولا يجعل فينا ولا من بيننا شقيا ولا محروما، وأن يجعلنا ممن اجتمع في بيت من بيوت الله لذكره سبحانه وتعالى ومدارسة سنة نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأن يجعلنا ممن يغادرون هذا المجلس وهم مغفورا لهم بإذن ربهم سبحانه وتعالى. اللهم آمين. We'll continue inshallah with the book of Sharh al-Sunnah as we stopped yesterday, and today inshallah we'll start with the book itself inshallah. Al-Barbahari rahimahullah said in this book in his muqaddimah, الحمد لله الذي هدانا للإسلام ومن علينا به وأخرجنا في خير أمة، فنسأله التوفيق لما يحب ويرضى والحفظ مما يكره ويسخط.
Imam Al-Barbahari said, all praise is due to Allah who has guided us to Islam, bestowed favor upon us with it, and raised us in the best nation. We ask Allah to make us live in consonance with what He loves and is pleased with, and we seek protection in Him from what He dislikes and is displeased with. So this is the book's foreword. So he, the author, started with the saying Alhamdulillah, meaning all praise is due to Allah in consonance with the Sunnah. The Prophet ﷺ used to praise Allah and exalt His mention in his writings and speeches. So also were the Salaf as-Salih, righteous predecessors, and the people of knowledge. They would begin their books with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the Bestower of Mercy, emulating the glorious Quran, and with the saying Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, all the praises and thanks be to Allah, the Lord of all that exists, emulating the Prophet's actions, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because he would praise Allah and exalt His mention whenever he wanted to deliver a sermon, speak or caution against anything. He, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, would thereafter explain whatever he wanted to explain. So the author followed this same methodology. Begin by saying, Alhamdulillah, in emulation of those who have preceded. The meaning of Alhamdulillah is, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamd is to praise and exalt the mention of the one being praised. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praised for His essence, His names, attributes, and actions. To Him belong all the types of praise. This is because all bounties are from Him. As for other than Him, such is to be praised in accordance with His good deeds. However, absolute, perfect and all-encompassing praise is due to Allah alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is not permissible for you to say, all the praises and thanks be to so-and-so, in the absolute sense. Such is not permissible, except for Allah alone, as cautioned in the Qur'an.
So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the word Alhamd is only can be addressed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will not say Alhamdu to Fulan, Walhamdu li Fulan. Alhamd belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lakin you can say Ash-Shukr. There is Hamd and there is Shukr. And Alhamd is the highest level of appraising, thanking the one who bestowed these bounties on his ibad. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Salaf after him, whenever they write something, they start by stating these phrases, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Al-Aqibatu Lil-Muttaqeen, Alhamdulillah Alladhi Hadana Lihada, Alhamdulillah Alladhi Manna Alayna Bil-Islam, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Something that we learn from the Prophet ﷺ, as the author said, and this is always has to be on your tongue, on every believer tongue, to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times, all places, all positions. Alhamdu wa shukru wal fadlu wal minnatu lillahi rabbil alameen.
So to translate some of the ayahs, all the praises and thanks be to Allah, the Lord of the Alameen, mankind, jinn, and all that exists, the most merciful, the bestower of mercy.
And now the author gives examples of the... Now let me ask you this. How many surah in the Quran you remember from your memory that starts with the word Alhamdu? First surah is?
Al-Fatiha.
Al-Fatiha. Let's start from the order. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. After Al-Fatiha comes Surah Al-An'am. Alhamdulillahi alladhi khalaq as-samawati wal-arda wa ja'ala adh-dhulumati wan-nur. Then after that goes to Al-Kahf. Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitab. And after that goes to Surah Saba before Fatiha. Alhamdulillahi alladhi khalaq as-samawati. And then is another one, Alhamdulillahi Fatir as-samawati wal-ard. So you find in the Quran five surah that starts with the word Alhamdulillah. And this is what I just mentioned, these two, inshallah.
Okay.
You can translate here and you can translate here, inshallah.
All the praises and thanks be to Allah,
which is Surah Al-An'am,
alone created the heavens and the earth and originated the darkness and the light. And the other ayah is, all the praises and thanks are to Allah, the only originator or the only creator of the heavens and earth. But that you say, I thank so-and-so or I praise so-and-so for such-and-such, specifying the thing for which you have thanked or praised him, there is nothing wrong with that. Nevertheless, to say, all the praises and thanks be to so-and-so, it is not permissible except for Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. The name Allah is one of His names, the Exalted, and its meaning is Al-Malu, Al-Ma'bud.
Al-Ma'bud.
Al-Ma'lu.
Al-Malu, Al-Ma'bud.
Al-Ma'bud. In other words, the one who is worshipped, served by all. This is because the meaning of Al-Uluhiyah, absoluteness of worship, means Al-Ubudiyah, absoluteness of servitude. It is a name that is not used for anyone except Allah. None other than Allah has ever been named with it, including the tyrants, disbelievers, and atheists. No one among them named himself Allah. Even the Pharaoh did not say, I am Allah. Rather, he said,
what did he say? Ana rabbukum al-a'la.
I am your Lord Most High.
So, you know, when Jibreel alayhi salam told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, who is the one that I most hated from all the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Jibreel alayhi salam, he hated one person. Who is that person? Why? Because huwa adda'al uluhiyya. Because he appointed himself as the ilah. Claimed himself as the ilah. And that makes Jibreel alayhi salam angry at Fir'aun. وقال لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لو رأيتني يا رسول الله. When he was drowning and he's trying to say لا إله, he's trying to say what Allah, if he said it, the mercy of Allah might touch Fir'aun. He said, I was taking the clay of the sea. You know, when someone is drowned under the water, of course I don't like water and I don't know how to swim and I don't go to ocean, I don't go to seas, you know, and I don't go fishing. So if you ever fell into the water, you know how weak you are. Of course, if you are a person who grew up in the water, you know better than me that when you are in the water, and especially the salt water is much stronger, I think, and I heard, and when you go under the water and the waves, it's very tough to fight the waves. And once you go down, you know, with all these waves, it carries what, sand with it? So you can imagine when Fir'aun, when he passed the land, he thought himself, if Musa alayhi salam did it, I can do it. But it never struck to his mind when he was watching from back above with his army. When Musa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, أضرب لهم طريقا في البحر يبسا لا تخاف دركا ولا تخشى. Hit with your stick, ya Musa alayhi salam. Then not only the sea will split, But the ground below the sea is soft, becomes hard, so your wagon, your animal, yourself can go on it peacefully. And Fir'aun, by his arrogance, he followed. And when, as he was drowning, Jibreel alayhi salam was stuffing the clay of the sea in his mouth so he will not say the kalima, which is what? La ilaha illallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a result, saved his body to be lessons to those who dare to try to compete in the uluhiyya, which is the imam he's mentioning here in the book.
So this name is specific to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabb of the Alameen. Ar-Rab means the king and the administrator. And Al-Ameen, Al-Alameen is the plural of the word Alam.
Right.
That is the entire creatures. Allah is their Lord, creator, controller, deity, and God. His saying, all praise is due to Allah who has guided us to Islam. Islam is the greatest blessing. Allah, the Most High, says,
you know, the ayah we mentioned before in Surah Al-An'am, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-Islam adina, as perfection of Islam.
Which translates, this day I have perfected your religion for you, completed my favor upon you, and have chosen for you Islam as your religion. So with Islam, the favor was completed upon the Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُ.
Say, in the bounty of Allah and in His mercy, Islam and the Quran, therein let them rejoice.
So two things. What فَضْلِ اللَّهِ means, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ. What is فَضْلِ اللَّهِ? Islam. فَضْلِ اللَّهِ is what? Al-Islam. وَرَحْمَتِهِ. The Quran. So قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ. Two things was given to us. What is فَضْلِ اللَّهِ?
Islam.
وَرَحْمَتِهِ.
The Quran.
That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. قُلْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُ. For that,
let them rejoice.
Let them rejoice. Aren't you rejoiced with this? Blessings? Look at this. You're sitting here listening to these beautiful words that came after what? How many years? 1440 some years ago, right? Alhamdulillah.
The bounty of Allah in this previous verse is Islam. And His mercy is the Quran. Is Islam.
He's still catching with the Islam.
And His mercy is the Quran, as the Sheikh just explained. So they should rejoice over Islam and the Quran. This contains acknowledgement from you that your being guided to Islam is a favor from Allah for guiding you onto it and making you steadfast upon it. This is a bounty from Allah. It is neither by your might nor power. Rather, it is success granted to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The ayah I always taught Brother Kumar in Surah Al-An'araf on the third page. And I told him, remember this ayah, if you can, and every one of you, Alhamdulillah, وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي هَدَانَا لِهَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ. Translates, I want him to read the translation because this is very important for you to understand what does this ayah means. You cannot thank Allah enough for this.
Therefore, the people of paradise will say on the day of resurrection, after having entered the paradise, all the praises and thanks be to Allah who has guided us to this, and never could we have found guidance were it not that Allah had guided us.
See how beautiful that is? Who would guide us if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not guide us? So alhamdulillah, just remember, this is the dua of Ahlul Jannah when they enter the Jannah. وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي هَدَانَا لِهَذَا. هَدَانَا لِلْإِسْلَامِ وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ وَجَدْنَا طَرِيقَ النُّورِ وَجَدْنَا الْإِسْتِقَامَةِ وجدنا محبة الله وبذلك كافأنا الله بها جنات عرضها السماوات والأرض.
His saying, He bestowed favor upon us with it. Islam is a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not mandatory upon Him to do anything for anyone. He only confers favor on His slaves with Islam, bounties, well-being, and provisions. his saying, and raised us in the best nation, this statement of al-Barbahari is deduced from the saying of Allah, the Most High.
كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس. What is the best nation from all the nations? The nation of Islam. Not in New York. The nation of Islam. You know, as the ulama said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, حَضُّنَا مِنَ الرُّسُلِ. Meaning he is our treasure from all the messengers. We are the lucky one to have him as our Nabi, our Rasul. And we are, نَحْنُ حَضُّهُ مِنَ الْأُمَمِ. And we are his lucky umam, nations that to be his followers. So, who is have the most followers يوم القيامة from all the messengers? Remember the Prophet ﷺ in the hadith said, the messenger come with no followers. And the messenger will come with one or two. That's only who followed. And one will come with few. Nuh alayhi salam, how many years did he preached? 1,000 minus 50. 950 years of preaching his people to La ilaha illallah. And at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَمَا آمَنَ مَعَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. Only few followed him. So, you know, عليه الصلاة والسلام. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he saw this sawad, this darkness coming from, you know, umam, coming in waves, he was happy. And he said, told Jibreel, this is my ummah? He said, no. He said, this is Musa and his followers. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kind of felt inside his heart. But when he looked on the other side, he found a greater crowd, much greater crowd. He told Jibreel, who are these? He said, these are your followers, Ya Rasulallah. Inshallah, we'll be with them, inshallah. We'll finish, inshallah. Just this sentence, we'll stop here because I promised you with the time, inshallah. Okay.
So, you true believers in Islamic monotheism and real followers of Prophet Muhammad and his sunnah are the best of peoples ever raised up for mankind.
سبحانك الله وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك جزاكم الله خير إن شاء الله one more day إن شاء الله tomorrow and then don't forget it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday بارك الله فيكم جزاكم الله خير don't forget your sunnah at home إن شاء الله whose phone is this?
Oh, Kumar.
Yeah. Before we find here, we sell and then the money.